Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Central Mexico. The Mormons killed in Mexico are not what they seem to be as portrayed by the media. That's the headline. Ed Decker comes to the broadcast table with more details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
But I wanted to talk with you, Ed, about this group of Mormons down in Mexico that were killed. They're a bit different than the Mormons that are here in the United States out there in Utah, are they not?
Well, they are. They're fundamentalists. They believe in polygamy. These innocent Mormons were killed, and it was an accidental thing where one narcotics group and cartel was trying to shoot at another cartel. No, that wasn't what happened. They were particularly and especially targeted as a warning to the LeBaron group to stay away from the cartels. They had been doing battle with the cartels since 2009, and it was a killing purposely done. And everybody talked about the poor Mormons. They forgot to tell us that it's the LeBaron group, which is a cult, a fundamentalist polygamous group down in Mexico. It has tremendous power down there in the area in Chihuahua. And huge amounts of wealth. They believed in killing people who weren't living up and weren't righteous. It's a very, very vicious cult of many people have been killed. And it all comes back to the Mormon Church. And the Mormon Church says, well, we've excommunicated these people. Well, the fact of the matter is polygamy still is a doctrine of Mormonism. It's in their religious books. And it says that if you do not abide by this, you will be damned forever. And it talks about killing, seeing that people are slain. And there are people who believe that in 1890, when the government said you can't be a state unless you give up polygamy, they came out with a 1890 manifesto of people who were involved with polygamy by the thousands, went to this area of Mexico that are still practicing it and they're still killing people.
Ed Decker with the truth about the Mormons that were killed in Mexico. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ed's report seems to contradict the media reports on the Mormon group that was killed by the drug cartels in Mexico. Ed, a former Mormon, now a born-again Christian, speaks with knowledge of the Mormon cult in Mexico from his own personal experience as a Mormon. Jesus Christ spoke of false teachers and false religions in the last days. That's Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Revelation 17 is a prophecy of a false religion in the first half of the seven-year tribulation period. Mormonism is indeed one of those false religions in our world today that has representatives in society and government. The truth about the Mexico slaughter is key to our understanding of the end of times and false religions. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...